今天早上我们要跟大家一起来思想历代志上跟下。
This morning we are going to consider Chronicles 1 and 2 together.
历代志上下为什么呢？因为我们在读旧约的圣经。
Now, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, why? Because we are reading through the Old Testament together.
或许你在读的时候发现非常苦闷。
Now, when you're reading, you might find that it's very dry.
但是呢，我想，今天呢，我们盼望给你一个，一个比较高层次，一个鸟瞰整个，整个两本书它的主题。
Now, I'm going to give you a high perspective from a bird's eye view that you understand the theme of the books.
所以当每一本书神的这个圣经里面的每一个书卷写书的人呢都有一个主题，而其他的资料呢都按照这个主题来写。
Now the biblical authors, they have a theme, and according to the theme they write the scripture.
所以我们要知道它的主题之后，当我们看它的内容的时候呢，我们才不会失去方向。
Now when we understand the themes, when we read the scripture, we will not be lost in our directions.
那么在这个历代志上下呢，基本上其实是在圣经，在希伯来人圣经最后一本书。
Now, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, together, they form the last book of the Hebrew Bible.
是最后的一本，它历代志上跟下其实是一本书，不是两本书。
Now, 1st and 2nd Chronicles is one book in the Hebrew Bible.
那么它要告诉我们的是，神是历史中有主权的神。
Now the purpose of the book is to tell the people that God is the sovereign of history.
那么写书的对象呢，基本上就是当这些犹太人背叛神之后，犯罪之后，神被他们让他们被巴比伦这个带到这个巴比伦去成为俘虏的时候呢，神要召他们回来所写的一本书。
Now the audience of the book are the exiles who were exiled because of their sin to Babylonia, and then this was the audience that the book was written to.
那么他们的背景就是他们遭遇到非常的困难，他遭遇到人生的难处，遭遇到灭国的情况底下，对前途毫无把握，完全失去信心的时候呢，神写了这本书，叫这个作者写了这本书告诉他们必须要归回，必须要重建。
Now to this audience, exiles, citizens of a vanquished nation, God wrote this book to teach them how to return and rebuild their nation.
所以请你打开历代志上看一看。
So please turn to 1 Chronicles.
我只要你看一个字。
Look at one word.
历代志上，请你打开历代志上一章一节。
Chronicles 1:1.
你看历代志上，你知道历代志在哪里吗？
Can you find 1 Chronicles?
历代志上第一章第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
前面两个字，英文两个字，英文一个字，中文两个字，就是亚当。
Now in the English is one word, Adam.
其实如果你看历代志上呢，第一到第九章呢，都是在讲这个大卫的家谱。
So in 1 Chronicles chapter 1 to 9, it tells us of the genealogy of David's family.
所以历代志上第一个字就是他从亚当开始算。
So beginning from Adam.
然后呢，你翻到历代志下最后一章最后一节。
And then go to 2 Chronicles, the very last verse.
第历代志36章。
2 Chronicles chapter 36. 36
章22节。
Verse 22.
让我读一读啊。
Let me read.
历代志下36章22节说，波斯王塞鲁斯元年，耶和华为要应验耶利米口中所说的话，就激动波斯王塞鲁斯的心，使他下诏通告全国说，波斯王塞鲁斯如此说，耶和华天上的神已将天下万国赐给我，又嘱咐我的犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇，你们中间凡做他子民的可以上去，愿耶和华他的神与你同在。
2 Chronicles 36:22. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and also put it in writing. Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Whoever is among you of all his people, may the Lord his God be with him. Let him go up.
所以这边就讲到亚当的时代，亚当是一开始到最后他们被捕在巴比伦的时代，这整段几千年的历史就在历代志上下就讲完了。
So the book of Chronicles 1 and 2 starts from Adam and ends at the return of the exiles from Babylon.
所以在这边什么意思呢？所以在这边是神通过这个作者写信给这一些人被巴比伦逮捕，被巴比伦做去做奴隶的人，你要知道巴比伦是非常残忍的，他们用钩钩住他的臂子，让他们非常残忍的对来到这边呢，他们对以色列来讲是没有盼望的，国家已经灭亡了，家已经破裂了，人已经完蛋了，圣殿已经不在了，神叫他们回去，有可能吗？绝对没有可能。
So to this very hopeless bunch of people, they were dragged by their nostrils to Babylon. Their nation was vanquished. The temple was destroyed. They have no hope. And to this group of people, God sends this message to tell them the future.
所以历代志上下呢，是告诉他们是一本书，神要鼓励他们的书。
So this book is written to encourage them.
当我们看我们今天的世界啊。
Now if you look at our world today,
你认为世界是越来越好还是越来越坏？
Now is the world progressing to be better or worse?
如果你看我们的世界呢，其实我们可以这么讲，今天的世界比十年前、比二十年前更加危险。
Now if you look at the world today, we can say that it is more unsafe compared to 10 years ago and 20 years ago.
我不用讲太多了，我们看看这些领袖你就知道了。
Now we do not have to speak too much, you look at the images of these world leaders.
你看到美国的总统特朗普，大家都不喜爱他。
Now we see the president of America, Trump.
非常做事情很好像没有办法这个预测他要做什么。
And he's a very unpredictable man.
那么现在英国也出现了一个总理，也是跟是美英国出现的一个美国的特朗普。
Now in the UK emerged Boris Johnson, a man an equal in unpredictability as Trump.
所以然后呢，我们看到。法国过去不是也是有很多的动乱吗？很多人反对他的总统啊。那么他的总统呢？是娶他中学的老师做老婆的。你说这个世界到底是怎么一回事呢
？And in France, we see that their leader married his secondary school teacher, his school teacher, and there's a lot of turmoil that we know that's happening in France today.
那么当然，我们也最近。大家有一段时间非常愤恨，就是因为沙特阿拉伯的王子这个非常残忍的杀害了一个记者而且被录音下来，就在那个大使馆里面。现在呢也不了了之了，而且现在他当作一个国家的领导，到处跟人家握手，跟人家受到欢迎。
And the prince of Saudi Arabia, a few months ago, he was alleged to have murdered someone.But now it seems like all's covered up, and then he goes around the world meeting dignitaries himself.
所以我们的世界是越来越安全呢，还是越来越混乱呢
？So is our world getting more safe or more chaotic?
当然，最近大家看到的在香港的情形也是一样，非常的混乱。
Now looking at Hong Kong, it's the same.
所以有很多人就说嘛，所以你说呢？你看我们。基督徒应该找人去从政去影响政府如果有基督徒的总统基督徒 的这个总理这个国家就会更好。
So then there might be pockets of Christians who say that then we must send Christians into politics so that they become to be in leadership to bring goodness to the nation.
这样如果你这样想的话是不是说你把你的希望寄托在人身上
Now, if you think like that, are you putting your trust in men?
你是不是把你的希望寄托在政党的身上？就这个政党还是那个政党
？Are you putting your trust in a certain political parties?
还是你把希望寄托在一些政治理念 ideology 这些政治理念上面呢
？Or do you put your trust in certain political ideology?
所以，弟兄姐妹，我要告诉你一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, let me tell you this.
这些全部都不可靠。
Those are not trustworthy.
我不需要一个王听从神，神也就能够改变那个人。所以你会看到历代志上下呢，这个世界，这个犹太人已经被捕了，但是神用一个不信神的王改变整个以色列的命运，使他们回去建造这个神的圣殿。
So we do not need a person that knows, we do not need a Christian in power, even a non-believing king can be used by God to do good. We saw that Cyrus, king of Persia, was not a believer, but he let the exiles return to Jerusalem.
所以你看到吗？ 圣经里面有一句话说， 王的心在耶和华手中好像龙沟里的水， 随意流转。
Now Proverbs tells us the king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he will.
你知道波斯王朝也是非常残忍的王朝。
Now the Persian dynasty is a very cruel empire.
但是这些人在上面能够掌权是为什么呢？ 因为神允许他坐在那个位置，有神的旨意。 神的旨意高过我们的旨意， 神的道路高过我们的道路。
So why is the Persian Empire able to rule? Because the Lord sovereignly allowed their empire to be sustained.
今天很多基督徒在很多国家碰到许多的困难。
Now believers around the world have face many different kind of difficulties.
甚至有些人说我们要起来抵挡政府，我们要抵挡，要改变政府。
And some people say we need to rise up and we need to resist the government.
但是我要告诉大家，圣经的教导是我们作为教会呢，应该专注在传福音，而不是在搞政治。
Now the Bible tells us that we as a church need to evangelize, spread the gospel. It is not our role to be involved in politics.
是的，你说丹尼里也是一个政治家，尼西米也是一个政治家，算是跟政治有关系。是的，个人你如果神有呼召，你做医生、做护士、做教师、做商人，你可以从政。但是呢，作为一个教会呢，教会绝对不参与政治。
Now you may quote Daniel and Nehemiah, they were all politicians, but I would say that that's on their personal capacity. As a church, our role is the gospel, not politics.
圣经里面很清楚，在罗马书里面说，在上的权柄人人都要顺服，所以我们必须要顺服在上。神选择谁做总统，在神有神的智慧。
Now Romans tells us to submit to the authorities. Whoever is your ruler, you submit to him.
所以我们重点是我们信靠这一位神，不是信靠某一个人或者一个政党或者是一个政治理念。So
the point is we entrust ourselves in God and not a political party or a person.
我们信靠 the sovereign God， 我们信靠有主权的神，我们不是信靠一个人。 不是信靠一个政党或者是一个政治思想。So
we trust a sovereign God and not a person or a party.
所以当这个巴比伦呢攻打以色列的时候呢，把以色列是因为以色列犯了罪，神用巴比伦来攻打，巴比伦也不听话，神就用波斯王来攻打。结果呢，波斯王呢，神还是可以改波斯王的心，使到他以色列回转过来重建圣殿。你看到吗？我们不需要用人，不需要用人的方法，我们只要依靠神。Now
the Israelites sin and God used Babylon to judge them, and Babylonians themselves sin, and God used the Persian Empire to judge Babylonians. And God, evidently here, was able to use a non-believing king for his own
purposes. 对以色列人来讲，他们家破人亡，他们受到很大的痛苦。对他们来讲，完全没有希望，家也没有了，圣殿也没有了，国家也没有了。他们是在绝望当中，但是在绝望当中，there's hope. 就有希望, there's a hope in the hopeless world.
Yeah, in the utter despair of the exiles, there is the Jewish people. They've lost their temple, their nation, their land. God has sent them hope. There is hope in a hopeless situation.
今天我们很多人, 我不知道你的这个挣扎是什么。
I do not know your struggle today.
你或许在工作上面有很多的挣扎。
You might have a lot of struggles in a workplace.
或者你在你的婚姻上面有很多的挣扎。
Or in your marriage.
或者在你在教养孩子，你的parenting上面，你很难搞定你的孩子。
Or it's very hard to handle your children in parenting.
或者是我们很难搞定我们的父母。
Or your parents.
或许我们有很多困难，我们没有办法跟别人分享。
You might carry a lot of weight that you cannot tell. Share with someone.
或许你想我要拜托这个人，或许我要走这条路，或许我要 不要相信人，也不要相信制度，你要相信的是那个创造宇宙万物的真神。
You might tell yourself I need to seek this help or that help. I tell you, trust in the sovereign God.
因为你看到在既不可能的时候呢，神还是有办法使到一个不信主的人，在一个外国，这个波斯的王能够改变整个以色列人的命运。
Because God has shown us that He is able to use an unbelieving king for His own purposes.
所以你看到箴言二十一章一节说，王的心在耶和华的手中，好像龙沟里的水随意流转。
And so aptly described here, the king's heart is like a stream of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he wills.
所以什么意思呢？就是神是有主权的神。
So God is sovereign.
所以在这里呢，我们看历代志上下呢，基本上呢，它的大纲我们可以看得出来。第一呢，第一章到第九章是在讲大卫的家谱。
So looking at Chronicles, we see that chapter 1 to 9 is the royal lineage of David.
那么来到第十章到二十六章呢，基本上是在讲大卫的统治。
And then from chapter 10 to 26 is the reign of David.
那么呢，其实在这一段时间里面，虽然是大卫在统治的时候，基本上你仔细看历代志上呢，跟这个撒母耳记下跟列王记上下呢有不同的地方呢，他其实是在准备为神建造圣殿的材料。
So when you compare Chronicles to Samuel and Kings, you'll see the difference because the emphasis here is to focus on rebuilding the temple.
So he 在预备许多的材料。
He is preparing much materials to build the temple.
来到这个历代志下第一到第九章的时候呢，就是在形容这个所罗门在建造这个圣殿。
And coming to 2 Chronicles 1 to 9, we see the reign of Solomon in building the temple.
那么来到这个列王记下半部的时候呢，就发现他形容他不讲北国，他只讲南国啊，讲到南国的这些王呢，他们怎么样的活在这个神的面前，活在这个圣殿的面前。
And then in the second portion of 2 Chronicles, you see the reign of the southern kings.
所以基本上呢，整个列王记上下就是用这四段就解释了。
So using this kind of segments, we can understand Chronicles.
所以列王记呢，基本上是写给一些这个在被掳当中这些民，神要他们回去重建圣殿的这一批人。
So the book of Chronicles was written to exiles for the purpose of having them return and rebuild the temple.
但是当我们讲到他们回去的时候呢，基本上我们发现他应该在整个以色列史里面呢，他们被掳之后的归回应该有三次。
Looking at the phases of return, there was three phases.
那么第一个呢是所罗巴伯带领他们归回，应该是记载在以斯拉一到六章。
Now the first group went to Zerubbabel in Ezra 1 to 6.
那么应该是主前538年。
And about 538 BC.
那么第二次归回应该是以斯拉带领的，就是以斯拉七到十章，是应该主前458年。
And the second phase was Ezra himself in 7 to 10. It's 458 BC.
所以这个历代志上下没有讲他的作者是谁，不过根据这个以色列人的历史里面呢，很多人的专家都研究说，应该是以斯拉在这个总结出来，把这些事情写出来，应该是在这个以斯拉这带领他们回去之后所写的。
So in the book of Chronicles, the author did not kind of list himself, but from studies we know that, and it's Ezra most probably who wrote the book of Chronicles for the people.
所以在这里呢，以斯拉写这个的时候呢，弟兄姐妹，还有人没有归回，所以应该还有第三次的归回。这个时候呢，以斯拉在写的时候呢，还不是因为他们回去之后还没建殿。当尼西米回去建的时候呢，离开以斯拉应该有接近一百年，九十多年，一百年。那么很多时候要做不成呢，尼西米用五十二天就叫做成了。
So when he was writing this, there were still Jews who did not return to Jerusalem. So Nehemiah went with the third group, and it took about 100 years for them to even get going. When Nehemiah got there, he got it done in 52 days.
所以历代志上下写的时候，已经有人回去，但是还有人还没有回去，建殿建一半也没有建成， 其实事实上真正建成应该是在尼希米 的时代、啊、他用了52天、经过100年在以斯拉跟尼希米之间大概90多年他还没有建成，但是后来尼希米用52天就建成了。
So, at the point of writing, some people return. At the point of its completion, some have not returned. It took about 100 years span to get the work going. When Nehemiah finally went, he took 52 days to get it done.
所以在这里呢，我们看到一件事情。
We observe one matter here.
在这个撒母耳记上下，这个列王记上下，还有历代这三本书呢，好像都是在讲同样一段历史。
As you consider Samuel and Kings and Chronicles, it seems like they are all talking about the same things.
其实呢，他们用不同的角度在写这个历史。
Actually, they are writing the same history of the people, but from different perspectives.
所以你会当发现，历代之上下是在写给这一些被掳的人，他们当中用属灵的眼光看他们为什么会被掳，然后神。给他历代之上下基本上他的 tone of voice 他的语气呢都是正面的要鼓励他们，所以他不讲到大卫跟八十八的罪，他也不讲到大卫很多其他的罪都不提，他 只提重要的、这个正面的这一方面。
So the book of Chronicles was written to exiles to encourage them. It takes a very positive tone. So there are things that's not mentioned. For example, David's sin with Bathsheba, that's not mentioned in Chronicles.
那么这当然在列王记上下呢，基本上是从列王从政治的角度来研究这些国王，这些南国北国。所以在历代之上下的时候也不讲北国，因为北国很多背叛神、不信从神、不顺从神的人，他在历代之上下完全不提。
So first and second kings takes a political perspective. It talks about all the kings, north and southern kings. In Chronicles, it does not talk about the northern kings.
所以你会发现这个历代志是非常的正面，非常的语气就是要鼓励他们，但是列王记上下呢是从政治的角度去分析。
So Chronicles is very positive. It talks about words of encouragement for the people. Kings is a political perspective on the empire.
但是我们跟大家讲过，历史书啊，不管是列王记上下还是这个历代志上下呢，基本上是一个叙述文 narrative。
And we've mentioned this before. Whether it's Chronicles or Kings, it's a narrative. It's a descriptive book.
当我们研究这些叙述文或者一个故事性的时候呢，我们不能够拿一小段，我们要看整个故事。你一定要看到整个故事之后，坐下来思想。他说，整个故事的目的是什么
？Now in studying narratives, you need to understand the whole story and not take slivers of the story for your own use.
就好像我举个例子，撒母耳记下。
For example, Second Samuel.
如果你读撒母耳记下，你会被很多很多事情啊、这个很多小故事吸引。
And in reading Second Samuel, you might be distracted by many smaller stories.
但是你要仔细想想，整本撒母耳记下的目的是什么
？But you need to consider what is the point of Second Samuel.
你会发现到撒母耳记下呢，前十章呢都是在讲大卫有多好。
Now, the first 10 chapters of Second Samuel talks about the positives of David.
但是来到撒母耳记下呢，你会发现讲到大卫的家破人亡，他的家务出现许多的混乱。
On the second half of Second Samuel, you see that it talks about how what turned for David's family. What are negatives?
撒母耳记下一到九章，大卫有多么荣耀，然后到十二章接下来呢，大卫的家里呢，家丑百出。什么事情都发生。
So again, first half of 2 Samuel talks about the glories of David, and then the second half talks about all the negatives and nasty things that was done in his family.
那么中间为什么有这么大的差别呢？中间发生什么事呢
？So what is the issue that happened in between?
所以你看整个故事的时候，你要知道它的转捩点在哪里。
Now what is the turning point of the story?
就是在11章大卫跟巴拿巴的犯罪的事情。
You look at 2 Samuel chapter 11. That's the turning point.
就是大卫跟巴拿巴的犯罪。
So David and Bathsheba's sin.
所以你会发现到，像到底这个作者写这一个书的时候，是要告诉我们说，大卫因为犯了这个罪之后呢，他的家破人亡。
So the story turns, and the author tells us the reason for all the downfalls of his family is because of the sin he committed.
同样的，当我们看到列王记上的时候。
Consider 1 Kings.
第一到第十章呢，他就讲到所罗门多么荣耀。
Now the first half of it tells of how glorious Solomon is.
但是下半段呢，你会发现到所罗门里面呢，发现到接下来他的国分成两半，为什么呢？如果你看中间十一章，这个列王记上十一章呢，那时候你就发现所罗门的心变了，他娶了很多的嫔妃，而且呢，他又为自己买了很多的匹马，然后向这个别人彰显他自己的荣耀。可见这边呢，是不是说在写列王的时候告诉我们，大所罗门犯的错是什么
？So the second half of First Kings shows us how Solomon began to reap negatives in his kingdom. Why? Because in chapter 11, he sinned and turned away from the Lord. He married lots of wives and started to demonstrate pride.
所以这里呢，给我们大家学到一件事情。当我们在看 narrative， 当看叙述文章故事的时候，我们很被很多小故事吸引。但是你要注意，它整个大故事，大故事历史是由许多小故事配合而成的。所以我们要看整个之后呢，我们才能够看到它最终的目的是什么。
So not being distracted by small stories, but seeking to understand the mega narrative. That's what we need to aim towards in understanding. Historical books.
所以当我们看到整本书的时候呢，我们要知道它最高最终的目的是什么，然后呢，再看它小的这些小故事，然后它小故事为什么连接在起来，我们才能够解释的恰当，解释的准确。
So we need to understand the purpose of the book, know the story, and then we will understand why the smaller stories fit into the mega narrative.
所以当我们回来看历代志上下的时候呢
，So coming back to Chronicles,
我们看到第一。上我们先看这历代志上呢，第一到第九章呢，如果你读的话，你一定读得很辛苦，因为都是在讲谁生谁，谁生谁，所以整个家谱接近九章讲这个，所以大家会读得很辛苦。
So coming back to Chronicles, we see the first nine chapters is a little dry because it just tells us who is whose father.
但是基本上他是要告诉我们，大卫是一个神所重用的一个仆人，他的家谱，甚至到他之后的他的这整个家谱怎么连接，其实他要让我们看真正。刚才我讲了希伯来文，希伯来的圣经，这是最后一本。新约的第一本书是马太福音，第一章讲什么？主耶稣的家谱。你要知道这两个是有连接的。
So the book of Chronicles is the very last book of the Hebrew Old Testament. It tells of the lineage of David, and then the very first book of the Hebrew Bible, or the New Testament, is the book of Matthew, where it talks about the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
所以基本上它让我们看到。主耶稣神所应许的这个弥赛亚是从大卫，从亚伯拉罕，从亚当，这条线呢给我们看得很清楚。
So the purpose of the book order to show us that Jesus Christ is the descendant of David, of Jacob, of Isaac, of Abraham.
那么当来到这个历代志上下来，我们看到大卫的家谱之后呢，我们看到大卫的统治。
And after seeing his lineage, we see his reign.
大卫统治的时候，你会发现如果你跟列王记上下比的时候，他省掉很多的资料。
Now, if you compare this with Kings, you will see that a lot of the information is reduced.
但是呢，他又加了很多资料，加了什么资料呢？他建造圣殿的资料。
But there is a lot more information about temple building.
实际上，当他建好自己的王宫的时候，他说：“哎呀，我的王宫已经建好了，但是神的这个月柜呢，还是在帐篷里面，这样很不好，所以他要为神建一个圣殿。”
So David, when he came into his kingdom, he was living in a palace, but he considered that the ark of the Lord is still in a tent, so he endeavored to build a temple for the Lord.
所以在约翰在历代志下十七章的时候呢，他就跟拿单先知说：“我要建一个这个圣殿，为神建圣殿。”那但是神说：“我不要你建。”
So in 2 Chronicles chapter 17, he told Nathan that he wanted to build a temple for the Lord, but the Lord through Nathan told David, "No, I do not need you to build me a temple."
他说：“你要为我 ，you want to build my house? No, I will build you a house. 你要为我建造我的家？不，他说我要为你建。所以这个时候呢，我们在独立代志上下一定要注意到一个很重要的观念，整本圣经跟这个有直接的关系，跟我们的末世论的时候呢，跟这个有关系，就是神因为大卫要为神建造。” 这个圣殿，神说不要，神我说我要你的孩子这个建造。之后呢，他还说他的国王位要直到永远，这个就是大卫的约，神给大卫的约。
Now this is a very central and key theme in the Bible. Because of David's intent to build a temple for the Lord said no to him, but then promises to let his son Solomon build the temple and then establishing his household forever. This is the Davidic covenant, and this is a very key theme that we need to remember.
但我们还没有讲下去之前呢，我们稍微讲一讲这个大卫。这个大卫昨天我们在祷告会的时候就提到，这个大卫呢，他爱神的心是真的，他要神建造，他说我要为神建一个圣殿，这个圣殿要比所有的这圣殿都漂亮，都荣耀。当神说不要的时候，他没有气馁，他也没有说，他没有抵挡，他说好，如果你不愿意我建造，我就准备材料。你看到吗？这个是真正爱神的心。他祷告的时候是完全的为神，不是为自己。
Now we took time to discuss this yesterday at prayer meeting. But David, as a man who loved the Lord, when the Lord told him, "No, you will not build my temple," David was not disheartened. Then he spent his lifetime preparing the materials for his son to build the temple.
如果你看历代志二十二章呢，那边他就讲到大卫收集了很多金啊、银啊，很多材料。他说如果神不要我建，我就不能建，但是我可以做一些东西来预备，让这个他的儿子来建圣殿。这个心呢，我们真的是要学。
So 1 Chronicles chapter 2, this is a lesson for us. The Lord told him, no, you cannot build a temple. So David said, I will do what I can. He prepared resources innumerable so that his son may be able to build the temple successfully.
那么神就很喜悦这个大卫的这个爱主的心，敬畏神的心。
Now the Lord loved David's heart for him.
所以呢，神就给他了一个应许。
And he promised David.
这个应许是非常重要的。我先读英文，然后我们再看。我先读中文，然后我们再看英文。所以在这个历代志下十七章，他说，神对大卫说：“你的寿数满足，你归你列祖的时候，我必使你的后裔接续你的位。”我也必坚定他的国，他要为我建造殿宇，我必坚定他的国直到永远。你看到永远两个字吗？我要做他的父，他要做我的子，他并不使我的慈爱离开他，像离开以前的扫罗一样。我要将他永远建立在我的家里和我的国里，我的国他的国也必建立知道永远。你看到永远永远永远，这几个字非常的重要。
So this is a Davidic covenant. It says in 1 Chronicles 17, when your days are fulfilled to walk with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring after you, one of your own sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for me, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. I will not take my steadfast love from him as I took it from him who was before you, but I will confirm him in my house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be established forever.
所以你看到 forever, 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 这个永远永远很重要。
So three times he repeats forever.
当神说我们有永生的时候，就是永生。
So when God says you have eternal life, you have eternal life.
不能够说永生到一半没有永生就死了，这个不可能。如果是这样的话，我们就很害怕了，因为神的永生不是永生。
It cannot be when the Lord promises you eternal life and at some point you fall away, then that is not eternal life.
神给我们的永生就是永远的生命，是不死的生命。
So when the Lord gives us eternal life, it is a life everlasting.
所以神的话语呢，一点一话都不能废弃。
So the word of the Lord cannot be changed.
所以我们可以完全信靠神的圣经，因为他每讲一件事情，他做一个应许，他必然成就。
Because when the Lord says something, we can trust him, he will fulfill it.
但是当我们看到神整个救恩计划的时候，首先他第一个很重要的就是他向亚伯拉罕也做了一个应许。
So in the redemption plan, God revealed a promise to Abraham.
如果你记得吗？我们在这个讲台讲过很多次了，就是在创世纪十五章那边，神给亚伯拉罕说：“你既然信我，献上这个以撒，我要使你的这个你的名不计其数，我要将这块地赐给你。这个地呢，就是这个幼发拉底河到埃及河这一段，这整块地都要赐给你。”
Now in Genesis 15, we've talked about before that the Lord promised Abraham that he would give Abraham many descendants and territory from the Nile to the Euphrates.
所以这个是一个很快的，这个是神已经给他的地，应许给他的地。现在呢，神给大卫说，我不但给你地，我还要立你做这个地，这个国的，这个国给赐给你，这个王位也赐给你。
So the Lord gave them the land already, but he promised to David, on top of this land, you will have a throne that is forever.
啊，所以你会发现，这是神的应许，所以我们每一句话神所讲的我们都抓得很紧，我们都按照神的意思去解释。
So we need to follow the promises of God closely. We need to hold on to his promises.
你要记得吗？当主耶稣第一次再来的时候，主耶稣降世的时候，道成肉身的时候，圣经里面有很多预言说他第一次的再来。
So when Jesus Christ came for the first time, there were many promises that prophesied about his coming.
而且这些预言呢，都是按照字面的每一个字去应验。
And in coming, he fulfilled literally all the prophecies made about his first coming.
圣经里面说他的一根骨头都不折断，就是一根都不折断。
And when the Scripture says not one of his bones will be crushed, not one of his bones will ever be crushed.
他说他是童贞女吗？童贞女所生，就是童贞女所生。
And when it says born of a virgin, he was born of a virgin.
所以圣经里面所有提到主耶稣的预言都是按照字面，按照字义来解释呢，都来应验呢。这样当他提到这些其他的应许的时候，也是按照字面字义来解释。
So in his first coming, he fulfilled all the prophecies for his first coming literally. Therefore, his second coming will be fulfilled the same way.
但是当我们今天想，哎呀，以色列没有了吗？以色列不是亡国了吗？那么这个所罗门也没有了吗？他的国家又分裂了吗？到今天呢，今天的以色列也不是以前的以色列，今天一切是小小的一块。
So we look today and we say, oh, but Israel is no more. Solomon is no more. And what is Israel today? It's a small sliver of what the actual empire used to be.
所以呢，我们相信神的话一定会应验。
So we believe that the Lord's word will be fulfilled.
他不会因为这样就放弃这个，不会因为以色列人的犹太人的这些背叛呢，他放弃他自己的话。
He will not, because of people's disobedience, forgo his own promises.
所以你看到吗？当他们犹太人犯罪的时候，神就惩罚他们。但是呢，有一天神要他们召回来。所以我们就看到圣经里面很多这些预言的时候，他们的确是神让他们回来。
So many times we've observed they disobeyed, they were sent on exile, and God helped them return. This is what we know the Lord will do.
所以神写。当这个作者写历代志上下的时候，把这个历史写下来说，你看，你们要有信心。虽然现在你是被掳的，但是神拣选的大卫，神拣选了亚伯拉罕，神这条线呢已经来到这里，神要你归回，要你重建。神有他的意思，将来呢，这个大卫的国度会重建，而且他的国是永远，他的国位，他的王位是永远的。所以你必须来实现，来完成神给你的呼召。
So to this group of exiles, this book was written so that they will be reminded about God's promise to David, the promise of the land, so that they will return and rebuild the land of Israel.
所以请问今天我们看到大卫，亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的后裔是不是坐在王位上面？
So today we observe, is the descendant of David sitting on the throne?
没有。
No。
所以我们相信将来有一天他会在什么时候呢？我们看启示录的时候呢，既可能就应该是在千禧年里面出现。
So no, it has not happened, but we believe that it will happen like the Lord has said, and most in the time of history it will be in the millennial kingdom.
所以我们相信什么呢？我们相信神赐给以色列的那块地一定会拿回来。我们相信神给神立的这个君王呢，以后当然就是指耶稣，但是主耶稣钉死了嘛，他死了而且复活了，在天上没有了嘛，他怎么样坐在这个以色列的王位呢？所以我们相信他第二次再来的时候呢，他必要带领以色列进入千禧年，进入的时候呢，他必须要坐在那里来带领，来统治以色列，同时呢，他要来统治整个世界，通过这个在千禧年里面出现。
So we believe that all the land that was promised to them will be accorded to them. We believe that the kingship accorded to David's offspring will be accorded to them. In the millennial kingdom, we will see Jesus Christ ruling the whole world from Jerusalem.
所以 历代志上下呢非常重要的你要知道，第一呢当然是有关回归跟建立圣殿，第二呢就是神给大卫的这个应许，他的国必要坚定直到永远。
So very importantly, when we look at Chronicles, we need to know that the Davidic covenant promised an eternal kingdom. That is what we need to focus on.
所以我们看到历代志上下呢，历代志上前半部讲到大卫的是神的这个家谱里面啊，追溯到亚伯拉罕，然后又追溯到亚当，来到大卫的统治的时候呢，他注重在大卫怎么样预备材料，准备建立圣殿。
So.First Chronicles, we talk about his lineage, then David's preparation for the building of the temple.
那么来到这个所罗门的时候呢，所罗门就是去建圣殿，他形容，所以这个整个故事在告诉他们他怎么样建那个圣殿，那么大卫怎么样建立起不但是圣殿，而且这个敬拜的次序，然后所定下了这些之后，所罗门怎么样来实行这一些。
So, Second Chronicles, we see how Solomon builds the temple. We see how we will learn about how David prepared the order of worship and how Solomon will execute it when he builds the temple.
所以圣殿是什么呢
？What is the temple?
圣殿就是神与我们同在的地方。
So the temple is where the Lord resides with His people.
神同在，所以当我们他们来到圣殿的目的就是要祷告。
So coming to the temple, the purpose was prayer.
所以圣殿的目的就是神要听从祷告，但是他们必须要悔改，他们要归回，要悔改。怎么样知道要归回要悔改？就是要教导神的话。所以这个历代志接下来呢，特别花时间讲西西家，然后又讲这个好几个王去发现这个圣殿里面的这个经书，然后教导他们。这个就是他的重点。
So the purpose of the temple was to demonstrate God's presence with his people. There was prayer and there was teaching of the word. And we will read a lot more about Hezekiah, the king, who focused on instructing the people the word of God.
还有那个三十四章那边讲到约西亚，他就把这个律法书来发现，然后来教导等等。所以你会发现历代之下呢，是讲到在圣殿里面，他们教导他们要圣经，然后要他们悔改，让他们悔改的时候，神就会祝福他们。
And Second Chronicles 34, we read about Josiah who discovered the scripture. So the purpose really was for the people to repent and to learn about God's truth.
所以在这个历代之下里面呢，它有超过70%是讲那个好的王，形容好的王。听从神的命令，好像大卫这样。当然有30%不听从的呢，他就受到处罚啊。但是在这些都是在南国，但是北国呢，他完全不听，因为北国很多都不听，所以他完全已经灭亡了。所以他在这个目的呢，是告诉我们说，如果你听，神就会祝福你，带领回来；你不听呢，你还是会受到惩罚。
So in Second Chronicles, you will read only about the southern kings, kings of Judah, because the northern kings, all of them did not worship the Lord. 70% of the time, you will read about the good kings and what they did to help the people obey the Lord. The 30% when they did not obey the Lord, God sent judgment.
所以在历代之下呢，很重要的一章呢，就是在历代之下7:14，他说：“这称为我名下的，若自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必再从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。”
Here it says, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land.
很多人说圣经里面这个不是记载说神应许给以色列人是流奶与蜜之地吗？
Now, people would say, didn't the Lord promise them a land flowing with milk and honey?
哦，你有没有去过以色列啊？
Have you been to Israel?
哪里有牛奶与蜜？这个都是沙漠地带，哪里有牛奶，哪里有蜜？
So it's full of desert. There is no flowing honey and milk.
但是你要知道，因为他们犯罪，神不但审判他们，也审判这个地。但是当他们悔改的时候呢，他说：“我不但赦免他，我还要医治这块地。”
So when they sin, the Lord punished them and also, curse the land. So when they repent, the Lord will restore them and also restore the riches of the land.
那么在第十六章历代之下16:9说，耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能帮助向他存心诚实的人。
For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to give strong support to those whose heart is blameless toward him.
所以这个作者这个历代至上下的作者既可能是以斯拉他就呼叫他们说你们要悔改耶和华在神面前自卑在耶和华面前自卑祷告寻求他的面神就垂听因为神会向那些他的眼目遍察全地要帮助那些心存诚实的人
So Ezra in writing Chronicles are telling the people be humble seek him so that he will show what strong support to those whose heart towards him is blameless.
所以在这边我们就看到历代至上下呢基本上讲到第一大卫的家谱第二呢他讲到大卫的统治就是在预备建这个圣殿第三我们看到所罗门建起圣殿来第四呢我们就看到他们圣殿建好的时候这些王做什么呢这些王呢有些很多又在犯罪 但是70%还是在遵守，那么特别是讲到西西家，这个还有这个约西亚等等，去把这个圣经再找出来，然后读给他们听。如果他们听，他们会随从。但是呢，他们很多人后来呢，我们发现他们越来越不听，结果呢还是灭亡了。So
the structure really we see the lineage of David, his reign. The reign of Solomon and then the southern kings, and we said that 70% of them spent their time worshiping the Lord. There were 30% of the kings who really disobeyed God, and we will look in focus Hezekiah and Josiah, who found the scrolls of the law and then taught it to the people. But ultimately, the kings will finish off disobeying God, and they would be vanquished again.
来到最后的时候，当他们这个最后这个王呢，完全不听从神的时候呢，而且做祭祭其败坏的事情的时候呢，我们看到神就把这个整个国都灭了，甚至把这个圣殿里也被毁了。Coming
to the very last king, we will see that the Lord has had it with them, so Jerusalem will be captured, burned, and it also doing that. The temple would also be destroyed.
我不知道在人生的路上你是处在什么阶段。
I do not know what stage of life you're at.
或许你在软弱失败当中。
You might be in weakness.
或者你在绝望当中。
Or despair.
或者你在觉得神在惩罚你。
Or that you feel that the Lord is judging you.
但是呢。 我们要知道，当我们绝望的时候呢，你会觉得没有可能的。当我们观看世界的时候，我们觉得没有失望的时候呢，我要告诉你，真正的盼望呢 ，the hope in the hopeless world， 在这个绝望当中的希望就是神本身。
But I would like to put forth to you that your hope in a hopeless world is the Lord Himself.
所以这跟整个历代志，你看到。 在形容整个以色列史的时候呢，看到他们不断的失败的时候，来到最后一句话，他说：“波斯王古列说，你们回去建殿。”他说：“其实呢，这句话没有讲完，在希伯来文里面说，你们可以上去吧。”然后就停了。后面就没有讲了。但是其实你来到这个以斯拉记的时候，他又用同一句话继续讲下去，所以以斯拉是。 是应该是历代志接下来要讲的书，所以你看到吗？当你绝望的时候呢，弟兄姐妹、亲戚朋友们，回到神面前，当人没有希望的时候，唯一的希望就是神本身。So
in the repetitive loop of their sin and disobedience towards the Lord and their exile, suddenly you have a non-believing king Cyrus who declares, "Let him go up," and he almost leaves it hanging there, not answering what will happen next. You'll see the answer in Ezra. So. If you're hopeless, seek the Lord. He is able to change the circumstance around you.
很多人说, 哎呀, 特朗普做总统完了。
Some people say, Trump's president, the world's over.
我倒觉得不要看人。
I would say, don't look at people.
就算是特朗普, 神也有办法动他的心, 使他好像这个龙沟里面的水, 随意的流转, 使他回转, 使他能够做成神的工作，可能他心里还不愿意，但是他还是做成神的工作。
Even through the heart of a man like Trump, the Lord is able to turn it where he will, so that even if he is unwilling, he will do the sovereign plan of God.
所以我不管你是看美国的总统，还是看英国的 Boris Johnson， 还是你在看这个苏联的 Putin， 还是看Saudi Arab， 不管你在看什么地方。 不要看人，不要看他个政党，不要看那个政治理念，这些都失败。真正就是神才是我们的希望。Now,
wherever you're looking at Trump, Saudi Arabia, Putin, I would want you to focus on the Lord, because he is able to turn the heart of the king.
以赛亚书四十章，就是我其实现在以赛亚书四十章六到九到十节是我最喜爱的经文的。他说：“你们要追念上古的事，因为我是神，并无别神。”他说：“我是神，再没有人像我怎么样呢？我从起初指明末后的事，从古时言明未成的事，这些都记载在圣经里面。事情还没有发生。”他说：“我能够说，如果人说一件事情没有成就，那个人就要被石头打死。但是我所讲的每一句话都要应验。”他说：“我的筹算必立定，凡我所喜悦的必成就。”
In Isaiah 46, and this is one of my favorite verses. It says, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will accomplish all my purpose."
圣经就是神的话。他说他把末后的事情在起初就指后末。你看启示录，他讲把古时候言明还没有成就的事情都记在这里，每一件事都要应验。这个就是我们的希望，这个就是我们为什么能够来到神面前说，我可以把我的生命，把我孩子的生命，把我家人的生命，把我的永生都托付在这一本圣经里面，因为他是一个信实的神。
So the word of God is faithful. He is able to tell us the future in Revelations. It records the future of the world. Therefore, we can put our trust in him, your families, your livelihood, your careers, your problems, because he is an unchanging, faithful God.
所以历代志其实是一本书告诉我们，历代志上下是一本书告诉我们要有希望，那个希望就在神那里。
So Chronicles is telling us, it's a book that tells us, have faith and hope in God. He is our sole hope.
所以这个就是历代志上下。
So that's First and Second Chronicles.
所以当我讲到历代志上下，我看你们说，哎呀，糟糕了，今天不用吃饭了。
So as I was going to begin, I thought you might be worrying about, you know, if I'm going to preach on this, there might be no time for lunch.
但是我们重点要看到它的重点，其他的我们让你自己慢慢去读。
So the purpose here is to let you see the main theme and then the rest for you to digest on your own.
让我们来到这一位神面前，让我们把我们的生命，把我们的家人都交托给他，让我们来信靠他。当我们绝望的时候，就完全依靠这一位拥有主权的神。
So as we come before this God and trust your families, your life, your careers to this God that is unchanging and faithful and sovereign.
我们请主民为我们做结束祷告。
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you are a faithful God. We thank you that you have used the nation of Israel to demonstrate your unchanging word, your unchanging promises, and your unchanging nature. We thank you that you have revealed to us that we can seek hope in you in this very hopeless world. We pray and ask that you help us live in a life that demonstrates that we have been changed by your first coming, that we are humbled by your first coming. And also help us live in a way that demonstrates that we await your second coming, knowing that you will come as king to fulfill all the promises literally, and that we will join with you, those among us here who are sick, who have families who are sick, who have worries of their careers and the future and different kinds of situations in life that makes us hopeless. Help us remember that to a destitute nation, a vanquished people, a people without land and temple, you restored all of it through a pagan king. You can do all that. You can help us. We pray all this in the name of Christ. Amen.
Amen.